My mouth just had an orgasm. I don't know how else to put it, but that's what occurred while we were sampling these amazing grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh, my God.
Just out to lunch. Like, they're just so crazy good.
Can you go through the ingredients of this, the one I had first? With the pickles?
Okay, so we just had a little mini smackdown here in the radio studio. And the ooh la la from the Cheese Gallery is what you're referring to. So that is an organic sourdough bread, French raclette cheese, pickled red onion, sliced gherkins, and then mushroom and thyme sautéed in butter. With all served as a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, my God. People, you know when you eat something, you take one bite of it and you go... Oh, my God.
Yeah, very
That's
flavorful.
That's what happened with this one. And then they brought the second one on, which is a whole different kind of
So, Nick, you can tell us about
ingredients.
This one. So the Brothers Alporn, right?
Yeah, it's called the Brothers Alporn from the Alporn restaurant, obviously. So we kind of stayed classic with the bread, just went with a nice thick white Texas toast. And then we used the Five Brothers cheese that we got from the Cheese Gallery in Thornbury. Some smoked bacon, and one of our talented chefs there, Chris Gibson, made a applesauce.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Gives
it a nice little sweet touch there.
Yeah, it really melts together nicely. Yeah. So...
My grilled cheese sandwiches suck in comparison.
Yeah, I mean,
this is like a whole different thing.
I mean, I throw some... mine are burnt half the time, and half the time the cheese isn't even... I'm in such a hurry, I just wanted something to eat.
I use Velveeta, so that's not even cheese. Right?
So yeah, this is like new, next level grilled cheese sandwiches. So if you had to vote, Kenny...
I can't.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
no.
can fire me if you want, but I can't decide. They're both fantastic, honestly.
They're very different. I'll give you that. They're very different.
But I will
tastes.
Say this: the one with the gherkin pickles, which I didn't expect, was a real shock to the mouth. Kind of like, whoa, what's in this one? So that, yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I would have to say they're very, very different. And if I had to, it's hard to vote for something that's that incredibly different in taste. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a traditionalist. So I think Nick might have my vote on this one, okay? It's just a very soothing, like you talk about, you know, a hangover cure or something. If I was waking up and went for, you know, something, the hair of the dog that bit me and wanted something to eat, I'd be going for that one.
Yeah.
Just
saying.
I think when you look at the website and you see what everyone else is doing as well, none of them...
Have you been drinking?
None of them really look the same.
You didn't see what just happened, but he just about fell over. He was so thrilled with my, you know.
You didn't tell us there's rye in these.
So it's on till the end of April, and this is what it's all about. It's just a friendly competition. It's a great way to support our local restaurants. Whether it's and we're in the entire Collingwood area, it's pretty much blanketed all around South Georgian Bay. That the restaurants that are taking part.
Yeah, we've got 16 locations, mm-hmm. so we're covering K2's in the Village, we've got Collingwood, and we've got Thornbury. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is a first-year event.
Right.
So we're expecting that this will grow. We're expecting other people will come on board. I've already had 5 requests to join next year.
Nice.
So we'll get some more creativity. You know, we've got restaurants, wineries, cafes, mm-hmm. food trucks. Like, it has a lot of depth, and so we can have a lot of fun with this next year and the years coming to make it maybe into the Canadian Grilled Cheese Trail.
Yeah, nice.
What's the website again so everybody can find out more details?
Thecheese.ca.